Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. Burma has more than 2,100 political prisoners. Today we'll hear from a man who was recently released from a Burmese prison. He'll tell his story and talk about how he's drawing attention to the political prisoners he left behind. He'll be speaking at a special event organized by Human Rights Watch and the creative agency JWT on June 22nd in Grand Central Station in New York. More on that later. Nini An was arrested by Burmese authorities last fall. He'd returned to Burma to work with dissidents there and to visit his mother, who is herself a political prisoner. Nini was first arrested in Burma when he was 18 years old. The year was 1988. He was among a group of students who stood up to the Burmese military government. Since then, he's worked as a democracy activist, mostly outside Burma. He became an American citizen. But in 2005, he made the first of several trips to Burma to work directly with dissidents inside the country. He said his second experience in prison was easier than the first, even though he was treated brutally by Burmese authorities.
So I learned a lot from the way I live, I mean, in the United States. So I can share with people of Burma in this time. But first time when I was 18 years old, I was arrested. I'm really scared at the time. I don't know what to say, but however I can get out after the 1 month of interrogations. But that time is really bad. I'm scaring and, you know, very difficult. But this time is I'm not scaring that much. Even they beat me. You know, I have more energy in myself and the inspiration of, okay, I have to, yeah, do it because that's for my country and people of Burma.
This time, he was placed in a 10-by-10-foot cell, beaten and denied food.
Every day you are alone and walking around that area, in that room. The sunlight came into the room. It's a very small 6 inches of window all the way on the back wall. So I kind of, if you have something to read or you can concentrate or meditate, that would be okay. Other than that, if you think about, oh, I'm here, and then some people got depressed, I think, if they don't understand why we are here.
Nini says he didn't get depressed, in part because he felt he had work to do, even in prison. He says he's committed to tearing down the pillars of Burma's military regime. He was also interested in connecting with his fellow prisoners. Many of them had been rounded up during the 2007 protests called the Saffron Revolution. And in prison, he says, he had nothing to fear.
The problem is people fear, and then they don't know what they fear for. That's how I see things. If you understand what your fear is, then physically they can detain you, but mentally they cannot. In the prison, you know, they already got me. I can shout, I can speak out loudly inside the prison. Maybe they might beat you, but however, they can only physically, they can torture you. They cannot shut your mouth at all.
What do you mean when you say that people don't know what they're afraid of? Can you say a little bit more about that? I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm asking that is what your fear for. Kind of I'm surveying whenever I met with the prison guard or the police officer who come in. And I just try to ask. Also, you know, my like young generation who is beside myself, and then I'm shouting, asking, you know, what do you think, why Burmese people fear? For what? Losing their job? I says, you can get arrested anytime if military regime want to do it, because military regime is doing whatever they want to the people of Burma. So even you shut your mouth, it's not sure, because I will point it out, that is, you see that General Kinyo, who is a prime minister, walking together with military regime one day. Right now, he's under house arrest. So who can guarantee in Burma you cannot get arrest, even you shut your mouth?
So there's really no predicting what this regime will do and who they will pick on next, even people who seem like they're very much within the regime. And
exactly. No one can predict that, you know, what will happen in the future and why they are fearful. Something is right and wrong. They know in their mind. What people of Burma, what they did, what they are doing, I get sent is like, you know, they talk about their freedom, justice, equality in their house very quietly. After they get came out from the house and they shut their mouth. They're not talking about that's right and that's wrong. That's why I said it's only the freedom police is in the prison is only try to encourage. I want people to understand it. Hey, if we want to do it, we can do it.
So in the prison, you are actually communicating with other prisoners and screaming and shouting and telling your story, or is that right? Were you? How did you tell about that? Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm doing. You know, two things I told the people is like, you know, I'm freely go around and organize inside the country, or they detain me, and that's why I keep organizing. Who is the pillar of the military regimes, like which is prison guard and police officer, special branch and intelligence. I try to explain that, why we are this situation in Burma, why we facing that. I keep telling. Also inside my cell, I cannot get out from that cell, but I'm shouting, I explaining about what's the meaning of fear, what's the definition of democracy, what's our rights.
Nini was eventually sentenced to 3 years of hard labor and taken to a prison camp outside Rangoon. He was shackled and transported on a public bus. He says he made a point of telling the guards his story so that the passengers on the bus could hear him.
On the bus, I have a security around me, and then one of the security officers asking me, why you get arrested on the airport? Then I have a chance to explain him. That's his question. So I'm explaining him. At that point, I speed it up and loudly in the bus so people understand who I am. I'm talking about I'm 88 generation students, why I involve Burma situations, and we need to stand up for our own rights. That's why I get caught, not the other way around. Only the crime is we left freedom, justice, and equality. That's why we get caught.
Nini says people on the bus gave him the thumbs up sign and smiled at him behind the guards' backs. He said it's difficult for people inside Burma to take action against the government.
The military is holding the country for too long and oppressing people Burma really longer. So, you know, people of Burma losing their hope and belief. So it's very difficult to get quickly solution or tearing down the military regime very quickly. However, during the time of, like, I have been involved in 22 years already, then we can, you know, advocate and then make awareness and campaign. And also we learn the process of the what is the meaning of democratizations. That's why we outside, I mean, exile students and dissident understand more about democratization, and then we try to promote inside and outside and try to connect, getting in and out of the country information and explain.
Ninian was released after 6 months in detention. He says that the U.S. government did not intervene quickly enough on his behalf. He's back in Maryland now. And he says he's still hopeful that the United States can help Burmese dissidents.
We have the freedom, and then they don't, and they cannot stand up for their own rights. We should help them. One person can do a lot.
That was Burmese democracy activist Nini Ang. You can hear Nini and other leaders of Burma's exile community speak at Grand Central Station on June 22nd. That's at an interactive art installation that Human Rights Watch has created along with the creative agency JWT. It'll be on from 8 in the morning to 7 at night. For more information about this exhibit and political prisoners in Burma, please visit hrw.org/free Burma's prisoners. And that's Rights Watch for today. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. Our program was produced with help from Barrett Golding at Hearing Voices. If you have questions or comments on the show, please send them to podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.